Hey everyone, episode 143. Don't you love that number? I remember back in high school when pagers were a thing and 143 meant I love you, so 143 has always been a really special number. And I'm titling this episode, I Want It Now, talking all about delayed gratification. And before I play the episode that I have already prepared for you, I wanted to let you know about a little YouTube video I have over on my YouTube channel. Every once in a while, I still upload some videos, and yesterday I uploaded a really short, like 3-minute video sharing how I manage my wardrobe and how I pick out my outfits for the day, and it really ties into time management and some of the things that I talk about in my time management course around avoiding decision fatigue. So anyway, you guys should go check out that video if you're interested to know how I pick out my outfits and how I've really tried to go in the direction of minimalism when it comes to my wardrobe. And I'm trying in other areas as well, but starting mostly with my wardrobe, and I've gotten really simple there. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play the episode for you. I'm just going to dive right in. Okay, so I wanted to talk about, this is part of what I'm going to be talking about on Thursday night, about the delayed gratification versus the instant gratification. And I know you're all familiar with the marshmallow experiment, you know, and to be honest, when I first heard about that experiment was before I actually understood the growth mindset. And I don't know if any of you can relate. Maybe you've always known about the growth mindset and believed that you were capable of more than what your genes might have told you. For a good portion of my life, I had a fixed mindset. I did have a fixed mindset, that's what I'm trying to say. And I believed that I was destined to be a certain way. I only had a certain amount of gifts and talents and good genes, and that's just the way it was, and I had to just make the most of it. But then I learned about the growth mindset, Carol Dweck, her book, and I realized that, oh my gosh, I'm capable of so much more. Like, oh my gosh, it was so mind-blowing for me. So when I first heard about the marshmallow experiment, I was worried that I might fall into the category of the children who chose to eat the marshmallow, the one marshmallow, as opposed to waiting and having two marshmallows. So I was like, oh no, which category do I fall into? Am I destined for failure? And I just really didn't know that I had a choice, and that this was, yes, a great experiment, but there's also more that goes into all of that that is important to understand when it comes to the whole marshmallow experiment. Like, if you tried it with your own kids and they happen to choose the marshmallow, the one marshmallow, and they're not able to wait, like, don't be afraid. Like, oh no, my child is not going to be successful, because that's literally the way I saw it. What I've learned about that is that there have been new studies that have come out since that one, and they've kind of enhanced it, and it's evolved. They've learned a lot more since then about it. So they did a new study where they divided the kids up into two groups, and one of the groups of children were given a whole bunch of unreliable experiences. So they were promised like a bigger sticker if they would wait, and or they were promised like more crayons. In that one controlled group, they gave them unreliable experiences, meaning they didn't follow through with what they promised. And then the other group of children were given a lot of reliable experiences, meaning they did follow through with their promises. And then they did the marshmallow experiment. And it was cool what they discovered. It really had nothing to do with personality in general. It really had a lot to do with their environment and what they experienced before the whole marshmallow experiment. So environment and the way we were raised and our beliefs and our mindset has a huge impact on whether or not we can become a person who is better at the delayed gratification as opposed to the instant gratification. So I know at some point in our lives, we all fall into the instant gratification category, but that doesn't mean anything about your ability to be successful in whatever you're pursuing, whether it be this ER Shred protocol or any other goals that you are reaching for. I wanted to make sure that you all understand the importance of environment and your own experiences in order to gain that belief that you are capable of extending that gratification longer and longer and longer through practice, just like building the muscle. So the way that we can encourage that new belief that you are a person who is a delayed gratification kind of person is practicing it. This is one thing that I talk about with my clients when it comes to time management. I'm really into time management, so I really coach a lot on managing time well. And this is one component to teaching your brain to get better at delayed gratification. So you can use different experiences. So what I teach people to do is to plan these indulgences into your calendar. So instead of giving in to a craving or an urge to like get on social media and waste a lot of time scrolling social media, I say, you know, you don't necessarily have to say no junk food for me, which we encourage it, but let's talk about baby steps. Okay. So if you are finding it really extremely challenging to go without a specific thing, then why not plan it into your calendar? Because that will teach your brain how to delay that gratification. So instead of saying, no, I can't have that, just plan it into your week. You know, for me, it's wine. So instead of saying, no, I can't have wine, I say, I can allow myself 2 glasses of wine once or twice per week on these specific days. So I don't ever give in to the urge of, you know, oh, I really feel like a glass of wine, it's been a stressful day. I try really hard not to give in to that urge to indulge in those things when it's not planned. So in order to build that muscle of getting better with the delayed gratification is give yourself these opportunities to practice it. And so for me, it's planning the wine when I'm going to have it. And also another thing is the social media. I talk a lot about that because we all know that social media can easily suck us in. And before you know it, we've spent far too much time scrolling, and we could be doing so many more effective, beneficial things with our time if we can be a little bit more disciplined with the use of social media. So for me, I don't ever allow myself to, and I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, but for the most part, I'm pretty good at not getting on social media unless it's planned for me. And I give myself a time limit as well. So I plan out when I'm going to scroll social media or Pinterest or, you know, TikTok, and I let myself indulge in that. But it's during the planned time, not hours. I mean, hopefully we're not spending hours, but I do give myself like little segments throughout the week to scroll. And then another thing is buying things. So for me, this has been one thing, like I love plants and I've been buying a lot of plants. You can ask Sean, he's like, do we have enough yet? And I'm like, no, I want to have like one of every kind. So I'm collecting plants, as you can see. And, instead of trying to buy them all at once, I'm allowing myself one new plant a month. So it's me teaching myself. This is one way that I can teach myself to have to be better at the delayed gratification. So instead of just buying all of the different variety of plants that I want, I'm giving myself one per month. And is, you know, you can even apply that to spending in general. You know, if you're trying to stick to a specific budget, then don't say, okay, I'm not going to spend any money. Let's say, okay, I get to spend this much money on the first of every month. And that's another thing that I'm doing, because I'm trying to be more disciplined about the amount of money that I spend, because over time I've realized I have, you know, when we moved out of that Draper house, I realized I just spent money. Like I just would, anything I wanted, I just went to Amazon and I bought it. 2 days later, it was at my front doorstep. So I'm trying to teach myself to not give in to those instant gratifications, because there's so many opportunities for us to get that instant gratification. We got Netflix at our fingertips. We got social media entertainment. We got, DoorDash. You could get food delivered to our door. Like it's just gotten so easy to give in to these indulge in the instant gratification. So my advice or my suggestion is that we give ourselves opportunities to practice the delayed gratification and build that muscle for ourselves. Make sure that it's reliable experiences. So if you grew up with the scarcity mindset and never seeing, you know, you were promised something and then it was never delivered, then you might have a belief that, well, if I don't have it now, then I might not ever get it. So be aware of that. Be aware of what has happened in your past, what your parents might have taught you, what experiences you've had in your past that have caused you to have this belief deep down in your subconscious that, well, if I don't take advantage of it now, it'll be gone. You know, like cells and different things that we just get all worried that, like, well, if I don't get it now, then I might not ever have it. But we need to provide those reliable experiences for us so that it will teach our brain, like, you can rely on this. Like, don't worry. Like, if you can wait, if you can put this off a little bit, you will get that the treat, you know, you will get the second marshmallow. So make sure you follow through with the promises that you make to yourself, and that will, and give yourself opportunities to practice the delayed gratification. Kids are back in school, and I have been joyously working on my schedule, routines, and all things time management. I'm obsessed. Anyway, I'm now offering a 4-week one-on-one time management coaching package for $111. Isn't that a fun number? I will help you plan out your time in a way that creates more balance, efficiency, and of course, productivity. I really feel like time management is one of my superpowers, and I get so giddy anytime I get to help people in this area. So if you're needing help with your time management, then I'm your gal. All you gotta do is schedule a free session with me using my calendar link. I'll put the link in the show notes. There we will discuss more about how I can help you balance your life and your time. In a nutshell, it includes weekly 30-minute one-on-one coaching and planning sessions, weekly to-dos and to-don'ts, as well as a live class where I go into all of my time management tips and answer all of your burning questions about efficiency and productivity, and I will just share my whole process with you.